Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, the podcast that will help you embrace, grow, and be transformed by the transitions of life. Now here's your host, Debbie Ronka.
Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast. This is Debbie Ronka. And hey, I just want to apologize up front. I have a bit of a cold, but I still wanted to come on because this topic today is kind of near and dear to my heart. And I wanted to come on and share it with all of you. And it's all about limiting beliefs. What are they and why do they hinder us? Now, let me ask you, when you think of that word limiting, what do you think of? You know, I believe it paints a picture of someone who's being restricted, inhibited, kept in a limited space or a place, only being able to go so far. It's like having a lid put over you or being put in a box to only remain in that place. And, you know, I looked up the word belief, and I thought this definition was interesting. It's an acceptance or a feeling of being certain of something that exists or is true. So whatever limiting belief that we have about ourselves, we're actually believing that it's true. I don't know, have you ever felt that way? I know I have. There's areas in my life where I know I have put limitations on myself, limitations that were really based on my own self-doubt or my own insecurities. And a lot of times, in order to protect myself from being rejected, I just would not engage in certain activities or projects because I just believed I would eventually be rejected. So why bother? Why step out? I don't know. Has anyone else felt that way or done the same thing? You see, limiting beliefs, they're not only powerful, but I kind of see them as chains that have been put upon us, that hold us down. And if we do try to move forward, we do so with a lot of self-doubt and fear. And gosh, these chains, they're just rattling alongside of us. You know, and our hearts and minds can just be occupied in this valuable space that winds up being overtaken by the limiting beliefs that we hold about ourselves. You see, I see limiting beliefs as different than mindsets. Mindsets are, to me, are more centered around believing I can't or it's impossible, like regarding a task, an event, or just life in general. But limiting beliefs are what you believe about yourself. That's the difference. It's about your sense of value and worth and your self-esteem. It's about finding your voice, believing you do have potential and your life does have purpose. And you know, these thoughts, if we leave them unattended, they can become a destructive force in the way that we live and approach our life. You know, it's beyond what we mentally think. These kinds of thoughts are deeply embedded in our hearts and souls, and this is how we see ourselves as a result of what others have spoken over us or from negative experiences that we have experienced, and we let that define who we are. So that's why I think it's so critical for us to talk about limiting beliefs and how they're affecting our lives. You know, I read this true story about a woman who had a dream of being an illustrator for children's books. And so she already, you know, had some artistic talent, but she thought, let me go take an art class to learn. And when the teacher corrected her art in front of the class, and the way that he did it embarrassed her, instead of working harder or maybe taking the critique, it actually made her give up. And the belief that she adopted and she embraced was, I must not be good at this. And she gave up her dream. Now hear this, 50 years later, someone interviewed this woman. And I think they found her doodling, doing some art. And they asked her about her talent. And you know, the flicker of her dream was still inside of her. And when they asked her about her talent, her response immediately went back to the story of what happened to her that day with her art teacher. You know, again, I always talk about the power of our words. We never know how someone else is going to receive them. And then our responsibility is what we do with those words. Do we embrace them as our truth? Do we let them define us? And this story makes me so sad to think that someone gave up a dream because of what was spoken to her. And I know all of us, you know, have moments in our lifetime like this. We've had those negative words spoken to us. I know I have, and I know all of us listening have. And so what happens if we're not careful? We're going to let what others say about us to define us. And instead of not accepting that thought, we embrace it, we believe it, and even though it's a lie, we let it become our truth. So we have to live our lives through the lens of that lie. Now think about this. If we grew up in a home without affection, we may believe that we're unlovable or even valuable. And you know, if we don't believe we have value, we won't bring value to what we do in life. So for example, you may have amazing ideas, but when there's an opportunity to share, you hold back, not believing enough that what you have to share will make a difference. Your value was never nurtured or brought forth. You know, I struggled with this myself. Growing up, we were never really allowed to voice our opinions. And as a consequence, I never really learned how to share my opinion in a productive way. Instead, I could feel so many different things I wanted to share, but I always doubted the value they would bring. Have you ever been in that place where you're in a conversation and you want to say something and you think, oh, I don't know if that's good enough to share. And then you just let everyone else talk. And then someone says something that you were already thinking and you're like, geez, why didn't I say that? That would happen to me a lot. Once I began to understand how this limiting belief was preventing my true self from coming forward, I went through the steps to dismantle it and replace it with the truth of who I was and who I was created to be. You see, I became determined to come out of agreement with that limiting belief. And I'm sure you are, with different beliefs that you have about yourself as well. You know, our limiting beliefs are what we believe about ourselves, and it comes deep from within our hearts and souls. And the source or the entry point of that limiting belief to our hearts actually comes through the words that were spoken to us, over us, or about us from someone else. And a lot of times these beliefs will come from childhood, things that our caregivers, our parents, our siblings, words that were either spoken harshly or in anger, left us feeling inadequate, maybe unloved, maybe not valuable, and maybe causing us to feel rejected and small. And think about words that were never spoken. These have a huge effect on us as well, because when we're not verbally nurtured for who we are, when our gifts and talents are not recognized, or the special characteristics of what makes you you are not even mentioned or celebrated over you. You see, this is where our self-doubt, our lack of confidence, insecurities, and fears, they all just become resident thoughts in our hearts. This is the power of our words that we need to really think about, what we speak to people over them and about them. So here's some of those limiting beliefs that can steer and impact our decision making and the way that we see our abilities and our potential and the way we approach life. So do you have thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not capable, I am unloved, I am not smart enough, I am a nobody, I have no value or worth, I don't deserve this promotion. this life, or even someone's act of kindness. You see, we all have limiting beliefs in one form or another. Some are stronger, some are deeper. And it's critical to become self-aware of how you speak about yourself to others and to yourself. So let me ask you this question. Are you your own critic? What are your constant thoughts towards your worth, value, and abilities? Where do they come from? Who did they come from? I know sometimes it's hard when we pause and think and connect some of those limiting beliefs to people that we love. But it's good for us to understand where it came from. And if we need to forgive that person from our heart, we need to do that. But I also want you to look at this too. See it from another perspective, that as you become aware, it's like an awakening inside of you, because now you're beginning to understand what chains have you put on yourself, because we want to break those off. It's a new beginning for you, so you can set a foundation of truth. And that will give you the necessary motivation to see life through a new lens, and then empower yourself to just begin to move forward. You know, it's funny about transitions. In the time of transition, when we're being called forth, a lot of times these limiting beliefs will come up. And that's why it's so important to understand them, how they hinder us, what they are, how we can dismantle them, so we can move into the transition that's calling us forth. Now, I love Jack Canfield. He's an author, and he teaches in his book. The book is called The Success Principles. This formula that he has to help transform your limiting beliefs. And I use this a lot with my clients, because there's something about taking time to reflect and write it down that actually is transformational in your healing of this and the setting free that you need to experience. So I want you, you know, I always love to give homework. So when you have time during the day, sit down and think about the one thought, that negative critical thought that you have of yourself that you believe because of what someone else has said or done. And I want you to write that down. Just choose one. And after you write that down, I want you to determine, how does that limiting belief limit you? Like, write all the ways that you see in life where it holds you back. Now, after you do that, then I want you to decide how you really want to be, act, or feel. Even though maybe right now you're choosing to believe that limiting belief, but I want you to put the truth down of really how you want to act, feel, and be in that situation in life. You need to do this, because we're going to create a turnaround statement that affirms you and gives you permission to act, feel, and be in this new way. Because what will happen is, once you identify the limiting belief, how it hinders you, then determine how you really want to be. This turnaround statement is something that you're going to read to yourself daily until you break off the power of that limiting belief that's been affecting your life. So I'm going to be vulnerable here, and I'm going to give you an example of my turnaround statement that I did years ago with one particular limiting belief that I was struggling with. So I chose self-doubt, and then I wrote down how it affected me. It affected me in public speaking, and instead of taking speaking opportunities, I would shrink back, give the opportunities away to others, and remain hidden. So that's how I determined how this belief affected me. Now I wrote down how I really want it to be, and my statement was, I wanted to be confident, embrace the invitation to speak, and to do it with courage. And I took all of that and I created a turnaround statement for myself. And this is what it was. I believe that I am called to speak. I will walk in confidence, and when opportunity comes, I will embrace it with joy, not fear. I will not shrink back. I will seize the moment, run to the roar, and accomplish the task set before me. I am called to speak. And that was my turnaround statement. And I would read this to myself so I could develop my new way of thinking. I changed my unhealthy narrative to a healthy one. You see, because I just came to this place of frustration because I knew deep inside I was supposed to speak, but my limiting belief was keeping me in a box and I was not fulfilling the potential for my life. And I know some of you may be at this point too, feeling frustrated because you know that you're being held back just because of what you think about yourself. You're believing your inner critic over truth. I want you to choose today to stop listening and believing what your inner critic keeps trying to convince you of about yourself. You know, this narrative can be confusing you and it's holding you hostage. And it's stealing the vision for your life. Your inner critic does not want you to hear the truth because it knows that once you do, you're not going to listen anymore. And you're going to discover the power of the truth about who you really are. Your transition wants to bring you to a new season or direction in your life. And that transition tunnel that you need to walk through may not be large enough to go through with all the weight of your limiting beliefs. It's time for the great release. It's time to rewire your thinking and tell your heart about all the greatness that lies within you. I want you to hear the call. It's time for you to turn your thinking around and put yourself on the path that you were always meant to be on. I believe in you. Thank you for being with me today on the Transition Bridge podcast, where we all come together to embrace, grow, and be transformed by the power of our transitions. Thank you for listening. I would love for you to check out my free assessment for you on transitions. It's in my show notes, and I'm here anytime you need to reach out at debbieronka.com. or debbieronka@gmail.com. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today on the Transition Bridge podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed listening today, please go ahead and subscribe or review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes. And for more information about Debbie, go to debbieronka.com. That's DEBIRONCA.com.